Title: United States Supreme Court holds that knowing dissemination of false statements made by others can constitute primary scheme liability in violation of Rule 10b-5, A, and C. Content: In Lorenzo v. Securities and Exchange Com, number 17-1077, 2019 WL 136-9839, U.S. March 27, 2019, the Supreme Court of the United States, Breyer, J., held that an individual who did not make a false or misleading statement within the meaning of Janus Capital Group Incorporated v. First Derivative Traders, 564 U.S. 135, 2011, blog article here, but instead disseminated it to potential investors with intent to defraud, can be held to have employed a scheme to defraud and/or engaged in an act, practice, or course of business to defraud in violation of subsections A and C of Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, Rule 10b-5, 17 CFR Section 240.10b-5. This decision broadens the scope of primary liability under Rule 10b-5 beyond those who make false and misleading statements to include those who knowingly disseminate, i.e., communicate to potential investors, such false or misleading statements. Although this decision involved an SEC enforcement action, it is likely to be invoked by plaintiffs in private securities litigation to expand the scope of named defendants beyond the issuer and individuals directly responsible for making public statements on the issuer's behalf. The relevant facts were not in dispute. The defendant represented himself as Vice President Investment Banking for a registered broker-dealer in Staten Island, New York. In 2009, he sent emails to prospective investors at the direction of his boss, who supplied the content and approved the messages. Those emails contained false and misleading information about the client's business. Defendant allegedly knew that. The SEC brought an enforcement action. It determined that defendant violated Rule 10b-5, among other provisions of the federal securities laws, issued a $15,000 fine and bar order. Defendant appealed. He argued, inter alia, that he could not be held liable under Rule 10b-5b, which prohibits, in pertinent part, MAC, ING, any untrue statement of a material fact, because he was not the maker of the statements in the emails at issue within the meaning of Janus Capital. The United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit agreed. See Securities and Exchange Com v. Lorenzo, 872F.3D578, DCCIR 2017. The Court of Appeals nevertheless held that defendant's conduct violated Rule 10b-5, A, and C, which prohibit, in pertinent part, employ, ING, any device, scheme, or artifice to defraud and engag, ING, in any act, practice, or course of business which operates or would operate as a fraud or deceit. The D.C. Circuit's decision conflicted with decisions in other circuits holding that alleged misconduct involving misstatements in violation of Rule 10b-5b cannot also give rise to scheme liability under Rule 10b-5a and c. C. E.G., WPP Luxembourg Gamma 3 Sarl v. Spotrunner Incorporated, 655F.3D1039, 9th Circle 2011. The Supreme Court affirmed the decision of the D.C. Circuit. In its ruling, the six-justice majority, Kavanaugh, J., did not participate, relied heavily upon the plain language of the rule and dictionary definitions of its terms. It would seem obvious that the words in Rule 10b-5, A, and C, are, as ordinarily used, sufficiently broad to include within their scope the dissemination of false or misleading information with the intent to defraud. The court also seemed influenced by its view of the egregiousness of the facts of the case. W.E.C. Nothing borderline about this case, where the relevant conduct, as found by the SEC, consists of disseminating false or misleading information to prospective investors with the intent to defraud. And while one can readily imagine other actors tangentially involved in dissemination, say, a mailroom clerk, for whom liability would typically be inappropriate, the petitioner in this case sent false statements directly to investors, invited them to follow up with questions, and did so in his capacity as vice president of an investment banking company. The dissent, Thomas, J., in which Gorsuch, J., joined, argued that the majority's decision undermined the limitations on the scope of securities liability established in, among other cases, Janus Capital and Central Bank of Denver, N.A. v. First Interstate Bank of Denver, N.A., 511 U.S. 164, 1994, no private right of actio.